Hi, I'm Bob Labriola. We're here now with Steelers running backs coach Kirby Wilson, and he's going to teach us the fundamentals of ball security that are taught here to the running backs. So I'll be your prop and show me.
All right. Let's start putting the ball in the right arm. If you're running the ball to the right side, the ball should be in the right. If you're running it to the left side, the ball should be in the left. So that's what we call ball skills, proper ball skills, and it all starts with that to begin with. Sometimes you'll see runners running to their right, and the ball's on the inside arm, which is the incorrect way to be. So let's start off that we're going to the right here on the run. When we talk about the five pressure points, we're talking about the inside portion of the football should rest in the palm of the hand.
Like this?
Okay, yes, that's point number one. Number two, the tip of the football should be covered by the fingers. Okay, that's what number two. Number three, the inside portion of the tail of the football should be resting here, right here, on the inside part of the forearm. That's three. Number four, the tail of the football should be put and placed in the crock of your elbow. Okay, and then number five is the inside portion of the football should be pressed against the rib cage. So those are the five pressure points we're always teaching and talking about when we're talking about carrying the football, whether it's in the right hand or the left hand. And anytime there's a fumble, usually that means that one of those five points we just talked about is not secure. So when tacklers come in to tackle you, if you don't have, say, for example, the palm of the fingers on that tip of the football, it's going to be knocked out. If you don't have that tail of the football in the crock of the elbow, it's going to be punched out. So anytime there's a point exposed, you increase the chances of a fumble. Anytime we're being tackled, we always talk about and teach double unwrap the football. We take the off arm and cover that. And now we're saying when tacklers are coming in, they can't put the helmet on the football. They can't put a pad on the football. They're going to hit basically your shoulders, your arms, your hands, and not the football. So we're always saying when we're being tackled, try to double unwrap the football. Another thing that we talk about is a fundamental, we want to reduce our hitting surface. So as you insert in the tackle area, you double unwrap the football, and now we get low as we insert into a tackle area. And again, now the tacklers are hitting shoulders, forearms, hands, and not the football. So those five pressure points, along with those fundamentals of double unwrapping in the tackle area, reducing our hitting surface, and lowering our pads, will decrease the chances of a fumble. Anytime you're not doing one of those things, you're increasing your chances of creating a turnover.
What about when a defender comes from behind? What are they looking to do? Like, where would the threat come
now? Yes. Now, if we talked about one of those pressure points being the tail of the football and the crook of the elbow, if you don't have it in there, now that point is exposed again. When a tackler comes from behind, that's when they can punch that ball out because now it's not secure. If you've got that tail of the football and the crook of the elbow, now when they come through, there's no room. Also, if you keep that fifth pressure point, which means pressed against the body, okay, ball side pressed against the body, there's nothing to be punched out. So we constantly preach this, and this is something that we do every single day of practice. There's a ball security period where we try to improve upon the fundamentals. Fundamentals are everything. Every technique that you have on a football field has a fundamental part to it. And if there's no fundamentals as part of it, you're going to have some chance of having the ball out.
Thanks a lot, Kirby, for your time. And that, Steelers Nation, is how you hold on to the football.